One evening, we heard a tap at the window and knew immediately what the sound meant. The fugitives were taken to the barn and in the morning were brought to the house separately, where Daniel, my husband, asked of each one his name, that of his master, and what new name he proposed to take. The answers I recorded in a book that gradually swelled into quite a large volume. If we had reason to suspect their masters would come looking for them soon, we moved them on to Philadelphia or to Harrisburg. If possible, we found them work in the area. One poor soul was so weakened and unfocused, he couldn't answer any questions. I took charge of him. And in a few days there developed upon the surface of his body the unmistakable appearance of that loathsome disease, smallpox. For 6 weeks, until he was restored, I attended to him faithfully, deeming it expedient that none other should have access to him. This I did for 18 months.